Ready. Bridge. Before ever getting to the bridge, at the corner near the park, two young girls walk by eating burgers. A mouthful falls from one of their mouths, and she looks at me, still walking, and says, "Watch out, you're gonna step in some food, you fucking faggot, ah!" I don't know anyone who would sleep with them, who would pull their jeans down and lift their tiny hairs with the tip of his tongue, who would want their ass in his face or the smell of ketchup and pickles slipping into his mouth. And I can't imagine them walking over the Hawthorne Bridge, the river all dark and lit up like a hero in a vampire novel. Can't imagine them so sad, so torn apart, knowing themselves enough that they would lift their heavy bodies over the rail, one of their fake jeweled sandals falling onto the walkway, and fall into the water below and breathe in and turn down and be gone. When I stop and look over, I think I'm nervous because I'm worried I'll lose my glasses, the black frame slipping off, all the gravity making them jump, pushing down on them like a hand on the back of my neck. What I see, the food falling, the dumb thumping of the girls walking, the trees inhaling all night, the houseboats blinking, all of it happening on the other side of the lenses. My favorite bridge, my favorite part of the walk home. This choice I think I have. In a Christmas movie I like, a man is standing on the ledge, looking down into the water, thinking about it, getting himself ready, giving people time to talk him back to Earth, time for an angel in a gray overcoat and a face from the 1950s to stop him. When I lean over, I can feel the cars racing east behind me. No one pulls the emergency brake. No one leans on the horn. Maybe the girls are passing in a friend's car, being eaten up by burgers and flavored lipstick, the two songs of death that their bodies are. And maybe one of them waves, or it looks like she's waving, when she flicks a cigarette like this out the window, and it falls and keeps falling.